This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 4045, for Friday, the 2nd of February, 2024. Today's show is entitled, My MacBook Pro 15 2015. It is the 20th show of Swift 110, and is about 10 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is I discuss the specs, and why I love this machine so much.
Hello, this is Swift 110. It's come to my attention that HPR could really use some recordings, and I definitely don't want you guys to run out of things to have one here. So yeah, I'm gonna help out and tell you guys about my amazing 15-inch 2015 MacBook Pro. I was given this MacBook Pro as a gift, and I really, really appreciate it. Why do I appreciate this machine? I appreciate it because it helps me to take my computing to the next level. I use it every day, and I don't have to worry about it overheating and stopping like I do with my T420, and I hope soon to be able to repair that T420 shortly to get it in better working condition. Currently I use it as a desktop at home, but I'm glad I don't have to worry about that with my MacBook Pro. Something else that I appreciate about having it is that prior to this MacBook Pro, I had a MacBook from 2010. Upgraded it as much as I could, but I'm still dealing with the limitations of its Core 2 Duo processor inside. So, having a much updated machine, my goodness, is something that I truly appreciate. I appreciate it so much. Like I said, I use it every day. It goes with me where I go. And so that's something to think about when it comes to a machine, because right now it's 2024, and I'm able to use a machine from 2015 with no problem. And that's absolutely amazing. Now, let's get into the specs of this particular machine, because the specs are pretty doggone decent. You know, definitely no slouch, the best that I actually have at all. So, I am definitely rocking an i7-4770HQ. Is the processor, is the CPU that's in here. 2.20 gigahertz Intel Iris Pro GPU, and it's rocking 16 gigs of RAM. Now the actual laptop itself weighs a little more than 4.5 pounds. And so, it's got a little weight to it, but I feel like the use I get out of it makes it worth the weight. You see what I did there? Makes it worth the wait. All right. So, nice specs. Decent battery life. I might even put a new battery in here. I'm happy with its performance. The temperature can go up a little more, but it is tolerant. You know, as long as nothing's outlandish. And it generally stays a decent pace. The fans come on. I have a program on here actually called Max Fan. It's a program. What is it called? Max Fan Control. There you go. And I can set it to be especially careful about the about monitoring the heat and whatnot. And so it's really nice to use. Now, the Apple ecosystem is a very addictive ecosystem, because they put so many things together, they integrate very well into one another. One of those things being your notes app. That's great to have, because you can transfer that between any of your devices. I've personally added all the notes on from my iPad, for example, onto my MacBook Pro, and I've added my voice recordings from the iPad also to this particular laptop, and that's pretty cool. I'm happy to be able to also use some familiar open source programs like LibreOffice. Got that on here, VLC Media Player, and a few others. And so it makes me feel quite at home and make use of the strength of the Apple ecosystem as well. I'm actually going to be trying to do something similar with Linux as much as I can once I get my framework. That'll truly be the day when I get that wonderful machine. We'll see how things play out as to when or if that actually happens. I gotta see what's happening with this 14th generation CPU. If I want to wait until then, or if I'll get a 13-inch 13th generation, hey, that's to be seen within the realms of time, of course. Something else I really like about this particular laptop is the screen. When you come from a screen that is... what in the world is the screen that came on that T420? I think it's like 16-something by 1200. Not bad, but not the best either. But now with these hyped up screens, you know, that's one thing I've noticed about the Apple machines. Their screens are top notch. The audio quality is top notch. I do like the keyboard, but there is a couple things that I don't like about the machine. One of the things I don't like about the machine is that they're very sensitive, and like I spilled a little bit of water in the keyboard of my MacBook from 2010. And ever since then, it's been wonky with the power. It's been, the keyboard doesn't work properly, and I have to use an external to get any use out of it. The laptop just has been wonky ever since. And so I try to keep liquids away from this MacBook Pro because I don't want the same thing to happen to this beloved machine. Something else I don't like is the way things are on the inside. I wanted to just get to the speakers and take a look at them because mine was giving me static. It was really annoying, like a buzz coming out of here. I don't like that. And so I opened it up. I see the battery and whatnot, and I saw it was multiple steps to get to just the speakers, and it looked like I had to disassemble the whole thing just to get to the speakers. Not a fan of that. You're telling me you don't want me to get inside and take a look around and upgrade things and fix things. And something else I don't like is when the RAM is soldered to the motherboard somehow. I want to be able to change out RAM if I want to. In this case, I'd be curious if it wasn't soldered, would I be able to put 32 gigs of RAM in here? I don't know just yet. And I don't take that as I'm hating on Apple in general. I can do that another time. But it's just a very polite criticism of something that would make me enjoy the machine even more. I'm the type, I just want more control of something that I own. And this is my laptop, nobody else is getting it. And so I want to be able to do with it what I need to do in order to make it work better. I definitely want to keep this up and running as my daily machine, at the very least until I get a new framework. You know, so that's something to keep in consideration for that for sure. Really, really enjoy. And that's the thing about having devices that are also in the Apple ecosystem, the way they mesh together. I think it's incredible. And the fact that I got this thing for free, like that's sweet as well. And this processor does, it's powerful enough to do everything I need to do, really. I mean to do some things on Blender, see how things come out. That's a graphics program. The GIMP can be on here. You know, I have a nice little setup by means of that. And I'm grateful. You know, so trying to think of what else to actually say But I do like the way, oh, one thing else I like is that when you have an Audible account, your Audibles will play out of the Books app without even trying, you know? I like the fact that I can do that. Now, I would love to imitate that on other machines, but for now, I think that is very nifty. So great, 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 great. Well, that's really all I got to say for right now. And I hope you guys have a fantastic day. Until next time, it's been Swift110. Take care of yourself.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.